AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. 15 people were killed Sunday evening by two gunmen during a Hanukkah celebration at Sydney's Bondi Beach. Australia's Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barrett says it was a terrorist attack inspired by the Islamic State group. The suspects are a father who was killed and his son who was hospitalized. At a news briefing, New South Wales Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon says the two suspects traveled to the Philippines last month.
There has been reports in the news about our two offenders traveling to the Philippines last month. I can confirm that they did travel to the Philippines. The reasons why they went to the Philippines and the purpose of that and where they went when they were there is under investigation at the moment.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports federal authorities have arrested four suspected extremists in a New Year's Eve bombing plot in California.
The FBI says they broke up a terror plot to bomb unnamed companies in California described only as Amazon-type logistical centers on New Year's Day, the Bureau's Akil Davis.
The subject arrested envisioned planting backpacks with improvised explosive devices to be detonated at multiple locations in Southern California, targeting U.S. companies. These bombs were to blow up at the same time on midnight this New Year's Eve.
U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says four people are under arrest from the Turtle Island Liberation Front, a far-left anti-government group.
The individuals were arrested on Friday, December 12th, when the group attempted to construct and detonate IEDs out in the desert.
Officials say they were also going to target ICE. Audio courtesy KABC. I'm Julie Walker.
Shares retreated today in Europe and Asia ahead of the release of U.S. employment and inflation reports that could drive the direction of interest rates. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on some controversial nativity scenes.
Nativity scenes at some churches in the Chicago area and elsewhere are sparking fierce debates this year. The Reverend Michael Wolfe, senior minister of Lake Street Church in Evanston, Illinois, says that their church's baby Jesus lies in the manger with zip-tied wrists, wrapped in a silver emergency blanket similar to blankets given to ICE detainees.
Which tries to really take the nativity story, the story of the Holy Family and Jesus' birth, and put it into present-day context.
The Reverend Jillian Westerfield says that their church wanted to reflect the sort of reality that their community is experiencing.
I think either they don't fully understand the message, or maybe they find it really challenging to their conscience.
While supporters say the Bible is on their side, critics call the displays political and sacrilegious. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.